Welcome back to another episode of Health Hack as I continue talking to you about the tools of your unconscious mind. And today I want to talk to you about something called parts integration. We all have these parts of us that feel like they're fighting each other. And what we want to be doing is bringing them back together so they're whole rather than parts by integrating them. And I just want to give you a little of analogy to describe this so that you understand what I'm talking about here. And think of it as the layers of an onion. We are all born as pure essence, innocent little babies, and that's the center of the onion. And then as we start to grow older, you know, things happen in life. And what happens is we start to build a first layer of defense or protection around that inner essence. So this is the second layer of the onion now. And this is where we access the emotion shame. And so a lot of what's happening in our unconscious mind and running our world in our young childhood years, you know, we might be being shamed for by our parents. And so that first layer of protection is shame and feelings of being unlovable or unworthy or not good enough or even powerless. And then what happens is we get a little bit older, we start to get angry about that. We start to build up fear around not being lovable or being powerless. And so that builds yet another layer of protection. And then what happens is that when life realizes that fear and anger can't protect you, it adds another layer. And that layer is a layer of subpersonalities or parts. The part of you that wants to stand up and be seen and share your message with the world, and the part of you that wants to curl up and hide. We all have parts of us. In fact, we have many parts of us because we've had a lifetime of these things, of this push-pull happening within our life as we keep trying to move forward. And what many of us don't realize is that we can actually reintegrate these parts and bring them back together. Because what we realize when we use the tools of NLP is that these parts both have the same big audacious goal for you. It's just when we get down into the nitty-gritty that they might appear to be at odds with each other. And so using the tools of NLP, we bring them back together at a higher level here where they're in agreement. And in the unconscious mind, we have them literally reconnect. It is a very powerful technique that brings you to greater wholeness. And when we bring our parts together, it allows those parts to have access to all of the resources to keep you moving forward versus this part having access to some of the resources over here and this part having access to some of the resources over here, but none of that actually connecting. And you are stuck in a push-pull game within your unconscious mind that you may not even be consciously aware of until someone brings it to your attention and you start to think about it and you realize, yeah, you know what? You're right. There's a part of me that wants this, the part of me that wants to be the good girl, and the part of me that wants to just get out there and rock my world, regardless of what people think of me, regardless of whether I'm following the rules and being the good girl. So we all have these parts. And if this is something that intrigues you, that you'd like to know more about, please reach out, melissa@yourguidedhealthjourney.com. I teach the tools of NLP and train other practitioners and coaches to use these tools as a technique to work with clients. And I, of course, work with clients one-to-one as well. So I love sharing this information because, of course, you only know what you know. And you don't know what you don't know. So by sharing it, I'm letting you potentially learn about something that you've never heard of before that could be very beneficial in your life.